Oh, gosh, I got so many beautiful stories about bicycling. One of my very favorite stories to tell is when we were traveling through Wilmington, Delaware. And we were traveling through a particularly bad part of town. You can't roll up your windows on your bicycle. And so we just kind of had to wave and be in their neighborhood. We were in their territory. And but like a lot of kind of rough parts of town where houses are closed down or boarded up every third house, it was really vibrant. People were out on the street. You know, you compare that to the suburbs where everything's nice and safe, but everybody's in their house and their air conditioning, in their watching their TVs, doing their whatever. It was very vibrant, and that's kind of appealing. So we're riding along, and this little boy, must have been 6 or 7, runs up next to me. He says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, we're doing a music tour. It's just by bicycle." And he said, "Oh, can I go? I've got a long frame bicycle, which has what amounts to a skateboard-like loading platform on the back, and which evidently looked like a perfect place for him to sit." And when I said jokingly, "Sure, you can go," he hopped on my bicycle. And of course, I'd never been in a position like this on a van tour or anything like that. I didn't know what to do. So I kind of chuckled to myself and was like, "Well, how far do you want to go?" And he thought for a couple seconds and he said, "Far. I want to go far." And I was like, "Oh, crap, this kid totally intends to ride out of this area with me, the hippie on the bicycle." And we rode a few more blocks. I didn't quite know what I was going to do. And I think about that time, his family and friends realized that he planned to cruise out of that city with me. And they started yelling for him from down the street. And he was like, "Man, my mama's calling me. I got to go." And he hopped off my bike. But it was the most profound thing was there was nothing else going on in my life at that moment. I was so present. It was outrageous. And of course, that's the hardest thing that I do as a musician, as a human, as a dad, or whatever. And I think it's the hardest thing that we do as people is to actually be present, not caught up with what's coming or what's going or what someone tweeted to us or anything like that. What's happening now? And man, he totally gave that to me. And I've had a lot of experiences like that on the bike tours.